We're currently in 1 Timothy chapter 4, and I've just told the Sunday school class that probably the most important sin of this age in the last days is deceit. Do you know it's mentioned over and over and over and over in the Scripture? Deceit. Many, many times. Even in chapter 4 of 1 Timothy, we see the Spirit speaketh expressly. And I know we're in the book of Galatians, but this is building up to getting us back into chapter 5 of Galatians, hopefully next week or the week after. Now, the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith. Notice that, latter times. Are we in the latter times?
Yes.
What does it say in 2 Timothy chapter 3? In the last days, perilous times shall come. And why is that? Most of the things that are listed in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and that litany of things that we'll see in the last days, the underlying problem is deceit in the way you relate to others. So in chapter 4 now of 1 Timothy, giving heed to seducing, that's lying, spirits and doctrines of devils. That's a warning from the Holy Spirit through Paul, who recorded these words. I often say, well, Paul wrote the book of Timothy, you know, 2 Timothy, Galatians, and so on. But actually, Paul recorded the words. Those words were forever settled in heaven and then given to God's apostles and prophets for us to have. They wrote them down. They did not write them, if you understand what I'm saying, okay? Those words are from God. So this is the Spirit speaking, that in our time, right now, seducing, lying spirits, and doctrines of devils. Now, let me get back to my slides, because I've got a lot of slides. The doctrine that departs, it says clearly there that the doctrine that departs, does it not? Some shall depart from the faith. Not some, millions upon millions have departed from the faith. So, any doctrine that departs from the faith, boy, is there a lot of these days. It's part of the deceit that we're running into, the emerging church that we've talked about, just to bring you your memory back a little bit. Deceiving, dissembling. Is there dissembling in this passage? Well, look at verse 2. Speaking lies in hypocrisy. You know what that is? Dissembling. Tearing apart because of lies. Okay? So dissembling, hypocrisy, verse 2, devising fables. It was a problem back then, but the fables today are just absolutely unbelievable. The things people make up without any evidence whatsoever. For example, the police are committing genocide around this country. They're killing blacks. Well, the truth is, there are more cops being killed by blacks than cops killing blacks. That's just a fact. Amen. So you see, they promote this. They're deceiving. It's seducing spirits to make people believe things, to engender people on their sides, such as this nation within a nation in Seattle. I cannot believe that either. I agree with the pastor 100%. I've never heard of anything so crazy. The world has gone crazy. And why is it? Seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. More and more are being released, as the scripture told us, in the last days. Devising, let me go back. Devising fables And then Paul talks about in this passage, what is your duty? Ephesians 5:8. Now, you know I keep avoiding Galatians 5 and sins of the flesh. Do y'all know that? I've been avoiding it for 6 months. Because this is what the scripture says, and this is what I feel. For ye were sometimes darkness. Ye were sometimes darkness, but now ye are light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light. And what is he referring to? Walk as in the Spirit. Remember that in Galatians? We talked about that a lot. Don't walk in the flesh, walk in the Spirit. For the fruit of the Spirit, which we're coming to after we deal with the sins of the flesh, is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving or testing, test the spirits, the scripture tells us, what is acceptable unto the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them, rebuke them, reprove them, convict them, any way you can. Anybody who's promoting doctrines of devils. For it is a shame, here it is. It is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. It's that deceit. It's like they were doing in the temple. They had the side rooms where the priests lived. You remember in Ezekiel, and the Spirit carried Ezekiel into those rooms, and he saw them bowing down to idols and doing wicked, evil things. Well, that's what they're doing today in secret, the sins of the flesh, all this adultery and fornication and licentiousness and uncleanness that's in the world today. It's horrible. Are done of them in secret. It's a shame even to speak of those things, but we have to because it's in the scripture. And so we hate to speak about it, but you must know that in the last days, perilous times shall come. In the last days, what does it say? Verse 1, read it again with me. The Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith. By the way, that is the faith there in the underlying languages. And what have I taught you about faith when it has an article, the article the in front of it? It's the body of doctrine that needs to be taught in the church that is not taught anymore in the church. But in the underlying language in Greek, it is the faith, meaning we should contend for the faith. Remember in Jude, it says where our responsibility is to contend for the faith. That's the body of doctrine that comes from this book and understanding this book. Now, stay right there in 1 Timothy. We'll turn back just to 14, verse 14, and I want to show you something that gives you an example of exactly what I'm talking about, the deceit that is in the world today. In verse 14 it says, these things write I unto thee, hoping to come unto thee shortly. But if I tarry long, and that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God. This is God's house, which is the church of the living God. The living God's church, this is. The pillar and ground of the truth. This church is responsible for putting out the truth. You're responsible, too, for putting out the truth to your family, to your friends. Don't let them hogtie you with the doctrines of devils today and those seducing spirits. Now, here's the verse I really want to get to. It's verse 16. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. Not that it's like somebody says a mystery is hidden. It's not hidden. Great is the revelation of godliness is what this means. It wasn't revealed until this time. So at this time, the mystery of godliness is now revealed, is what the Spirit is saying. God was manifested in the flesh. Guess what the doctrine of devils says there? They changed that word in the text. Anybody know what the word in Greek is for God? It's theos. You know what they change it to? Hos, H-O-S. And so that then they can translate that in the new versions to listen. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness, which was manifest in the flesh. In other words, from John chapter 1, God was manifested in the flesh. That's Jesus Christ. And we know that, and from the scriptures we know that. But if you take that and change it to which, or even he, it immediately destroys the whole concept of Jesus Christ being God in the flesh. And many of you, some of you listening via the live streaming, will open your Bibles and you'll see there that has been changed to which or he. They just changed it. You know why? Because of the Gnostics in the first century who did not believe that Jesus Christ was God in the flesh, came as the Lamb of God to die for our sins. That's really important, okay? I wish I had my little book, Pastor Jack, that I told you maybe it would be a good idea for you to pick up sometime, that shows you all the changes they made in the New Testament in order to start degrading who Jesus really is. Not was, but is. He's alive. And he is coming soon. All right. Amen. Let's go on. So it's a shame to even talk of these things. What are you hearing on the news? Have all you been hearing about that? The explosion of pornography, alcohol, divorce during lockdown? Exploding. Doctrines of devils. Oh, you need alcohol to get through this. You need something to satisfy pornography. And here's Tucker Carlson mentioned these things in detail recently, a couple of nights ago. I watched Tucker. I think he's pretty good on Fox News. And he mentioned these things in detail. I mean in detail about what's been happening since lockdown. People have gone crazy. That was a headline, by the way. Americans are drinking a crazy amount of alcohol during coronavirus lockdown. The explosion, again, of pornography, alcohol, divorce during lockdown. People are trying to live together who really should never have been together, most likely, aren't saved. And because of their sins of the flesh, they're boom, 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 and they're going to the divorce courts and getting divorces. Okay, pandemic worsening, loneliness, and two other conditions hitting hard during these days, depression and anxiety. And that's the excuse they're using. Therefore, they're turning to hedonism, pleasure, and alcohol to try to drown out their failures. The result, the epidemics of porn addiction and alcohol. Now, read this with me. U.S., the United States sales of alcoholic beverages have risen 55% in the week ending March 21st. 55% than over previous levels, according to Nielsen data. Hard alcohol, such as gin, tequila, and pre-mixed cocktails, is on the top of the pour list. And spirits have seen the highest increase, with sales jumping 75% compared to the same period last year. Doctrines of devils, seducing spirits, deceiving. Alcohol causes worse problems, not better. You know, what's wrong with people? Amen. Demon possessed. Half, three quarters, more than that. I'd say 90% of the world is being influenced by these seducing spirits in the latter days. Even before the lockdown weeks, research showed high rates of Christian men and women seeking out porn online across age groups. Now, I know I've mentioned this before, but it has exploded again. One Barna group study pegged it at 47% of those aged 36 to 60, 65% of those ages 25 to 36, and an astounding 81% of those ages 13 to 24. Even 57% of pastors and 64% of youth pastors admit struggling with pornography, seducing spirits, and doctrines of demons. Well, so-and-so's doing it. It's all right for me to do that. Doesn't matter what the Bible says about all this, fornication and uncleanness. Do you know what the word is behind fornication? Do you remember what I taught you? Pornea, from which we get pornography. It's a sin. But the world says, oh, it's all right, everybody's doing it. Yeah, right. All right, let's go on. A new survey reveals that 58% of U.S. adults believe that identifying moral truth is up to each individual. 58%. Relativism, whatever I think is right for me. And, of course, that has exploded. That's with this alcoholism and pornography in the latter times. There are no moral absolutes that apply to everyone all the time. The diminishing desire for doctrine. This is from Kenny Kuykendall, great pastor. He's a pastor of a real good friend of our pastor, Pastor Nix, Jonathan Davis, who was here with Lee Davis. You know, Lee Davis passed away. And you heard last week, what was his name that was here Sunday? Vern? Anyway, the evangelist that was here with the girls say that his idol was Lee Davis, Dr. Lee Davis. Well, Jonathan Davis still goes around every Sunday singing and participating in the services. And I talked to him the other day, and he said after his dad died, it was really a rough time, but he says, my dad prepared me. What a blessing to hear that. Anyway, Kenny said this, the modern philosophy of church growth is speckled with flowery and vibrant colors of ambiguity, confusion. Go into any contemporary church these days and you will find some basic tenets of welcome. When I say contemporary, I am not referring to a particular musical style or any specific religious movement. From the progressive liberal evangelical to the staunch conservative fundamentalist, catch that? You will find some common denominators. Neither group would easily agree that they have anything in common, but just below the surface, their camaraderie exists. What makes them similar is not necessarily what you see, it is what you do not hear. And then one word, he said, doctrine. Not teaching doctrine. That's the mark of a Laodicean church that God's going to spew out of his mouth. Look at this one, the ELCA Lutherans. Mother God. There was a church in Dahlonega a few years ago when we first moved here that Pat and I were looking around, visiting. We were just trying to get settled and moved in and that kind of thing. So we visited this church, First Baptist Church. And the pastor stood up and he says, well, the Trinity is Mother, Father, and the Son. We never went back. Can't imagine why, can you? Anyway, you have fed us with nourishment for our spiritual food. Raise us up into salvation. Mother God, raise us up into... That's, of course, leads to the Roman Catholic doctrine of Mariolatry. and the co-redemptrix. In other words, Mary, it has to be involved in salvation also. That's how all this gets started. Raise us up into salvation and rid us of our bitterness so that we may share the sweetness of your holy word with all the world. With those changes in it, of course, you know. No longer God manifests in the flesh, but which was manifest in the flesh, or he was manifest in the flesh. Instead of God, which refers back to the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, let's move on. Here's the problem. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornication, thefts, false witness, deceit, blasphemies. That's Jesus speaking out of the heart. So for those of you listening via live stream, what's in your heart today, right? Romans 1:29, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, pornography, wickedness, greed, covetousness, maliciousness, angry, evil, deceiving to take advantage of you, maliciousness, killing cops, full of envy, again, greed, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, again, is very similar to maliciousness, whisperers, backbiters, yeah, here it is, haters of God, despiteful, proud boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. That's quite an indictment of our period of time, isn't it? New versions continue to appear. We don't have enough translations. We got to have some more in English. You know why? It's because for money. That's why all these translations are appearing. Several weeks ago, the Danish Bible Society, which is run by the Evangelical Lutheran Church, came under heavy fire for the Danish translation of the Bible that virtually wipes out Israel from the New Testament. God's people. And we've talked about that doctrine here, the doctrine of replacement, where the church replaced Israel. That's not true. It's just absolutely false. That's the doctrine of devils. 1 Samuel 15:23, for rebellion. Think about his rebellion, rebelling today. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity. Oh, yeah. Remember what I taught you about iniquity? Oh, boy, this is good. You know, the Bible over and over again talks about iniquity, iniquity. Well, what is that? Well, it's transgressions. What is that? Anomia. What is that? Without the law. What is that? Iniquity. Without the law. Anomia. A meaning no, and nomia being law. No law. Lawlessness. What do you hear on TV today? Lawlessness everywhere. Well, the Bible speaks about it over and over. Stubbornness as lawlessness and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected what? The word of the Lord. He hath also rejected thee from being king, says in the book of Hosea, because you have rejected me, I have rejected your children. That's what it says. That's not me speaking. So we're wondering why we're having so many problems with our youth, rioting and setting up a nation within a city. By the way, I didn't apply for a passport to go there. I want you to know that. Colossians 3:5, mortify, kill, therefore, your members which are upon the earth, fornication, porneia, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence. What is that? That's a burning desire. wrong burning desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. My worship is of movie stars and that brand new shiny $1 million car. You know, that's what's important to me rather than God and serving God. All right. Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding, Ms. Gay. And in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. It's a heart matter. It's a matter of the heart. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Don't believe the doctrines of devils that it's okay to fornicate and get syphilis and gonorrhea and all the other dozen or more bad venereal diseases and that wind up causing all kinds of problems. I've seen most of them. These six things doth the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination unto him: a proud look, arrogance, a lying tongue, deceit, and hands that shed innocent blood. Six things the Lord hates. Lying tongue. The heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, deviseth fables, false stories that we're hearing today that just are as wrong as they can be, have no basis, just somebody states something there and the world believes, you see. Okay, a false witness, a deceiver that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. Now, I see the pastors back there, and I'm going to have to stop. But here it is, the great sin of the last days. What is it? I've already told you. It's deceit, and that's what we're seeing. We're seeing lots of it. Brother Green, close in prayer for us, brother.
Thank you, Lord, for the privilege to be here, Lord, to serve you today. I'm glad to come worship you.